It's the Morning Show with Rick Armin and Bill Johnson.
You reading the paper today about the Polish terrorist?
No.
Yeah, it's a tragedy. They sent this guy to blow up a car, and the guy burns his mouth on a tailpipe.
95.3 WXRO.
Live from Wise Guys Auto in Columbus, Rick Armin along with Bill Johnson.
You sound so much clearer now, Richard.
I wouldn't quite go that far. We're in kind of a weird, kind of a dip in Columbus. We're kind of like at the bottom of a hill.
Like Pleasant Valley here. Wise Guys is not a weird dip in Columbus. Let's get something straight.
Dave and Kristen were saying that your characterization of the Red Shoes song may have not been completely accurate.
No, my wife texted me and said, "You're mean." Yes, I got that from the home front too.
She just has that text on automatic, I think. Right?
Yeah, that's one of those saved texts.
Yeah, exactly. I'll call back later. You're mean.
I'm sorry. I do not like, and maybe it's the singer. Of the Christmas Shoes, I just don't like the song.
You know what? The other Christmas song that I can hear over and over and over again is Mr. Grinch.
Really?
I love that song.
It's all right.
Did you like the show or not?
Yeah, it was all right. I'm not a big Dr. Seuss guy.
Oh,
I mean, it's kind of like the whole debate between Looney Tunes and the other cartoons. I mean, Looney Tunes was the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is nothing better. And Dr. Seuss, I kind of was always creeped out by the Grinch.
Yeah, no, I the Grinch was always my favorite. I love the way that they. I don't know who sang it. I think it was the same guy that did the voice for Tony the Tiger, because he did a lot of that.
I think
stuff.
You're right. Because really, Boris Karloff was the voice.
Was the narrator.
The narrator of the Grinch.
Yeah.
What about it, Dave? Grinch Still Christmas? You all right with that song?
I love everything Christmas.
Oh, man.
It's the spirit. You're just.
What about
like,
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
That's a little bit too much. But I will say, like, if you're a six-year-old kid or something, yeah, you bet. Sing that song till you're blue in the face. But, you know, you get a little bit older and you're like, okay, Grandma, Reindeer, got it. But when you're young and you're thinking Christmas, love it, Santa, hurry up, you know, that's what it's all about.
Oh, I'm sure that you've been pretty busy around Wise Guys Auto lately, haven't you? What'd you work, like 15 hours on the day after Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. It's been ridiculous. I say I've been killing them, but in a nice way. We have so much work. We've been down here and just trying to get stuff done and just getting cars finished up. And just, it's been big job on top of big job.
Now, you guys do normal just like oil changes and tire rotations and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we do everything from oil changes to engine overhauls. It's just whatever your car needs, just bring it in and we'll take care of it. This year in the fall, I overhauled an engine on a guy's 07 Mustang, and it's a pretty nice Shelby Mustang and stuff.
Ooh.
And we went through it and did a beefed up short block and some high flow heads and a supercharger. And so it's from mild to wild, and just whatever you need, just everything works out. We'll do, you know, a little job, you know, oil change, tire rotation, you bet, or whatever it takes. I mean, transmissions and engines, and it's just crazy.
So when I was here visiting a couple of weeks ago, the one thing that you were very adamant about was parts and the importance of good parts and not buying crappy parts. People always want the cheapest. The cheapest isn't always the cheapest in the long run.
You bet. I mean, there's some stuff where I can understand kind of wavering a little bit, but I mean, there's times where you're just spending more money by buying a less expensive part because you're replacing it more often. And people always have the excuse of, I'm not going to keep the car very long, or it only has to last me through summer, or whatever. And the honest answer that I have found is, when you take somebody's estimate of how long they're going to keep their car or whatever, like triple it. So if they're like, oh, yeah, I'd only need to keep it for, like, 4 more months, yeah, that's a year. You know, and it just, it comes down to, no matter what, if you're getting rid of it or if you're driving it for 1 more week, if something fails, you're better off just putting something decent on it, because where's that car going to go? I mean, you going to dig a hole in your backyard and bury it?
Right.
No, somebody else is going to get, you know, stuck with that poor part or whatever, you know, and you got to think about that also. It could be your friend.
And we talk about it all the time, too, is today's vehicles just last so much longer, you know. And if you want to, you could put 250,000 or 300,000 miles on a car, but you still have to bring it in for regular maintenance.
You bet. And people talk about, you know, repairs are expensive and cars are so much expensive nowadays compared to what they used to be, but it's just different times. You don't have to do things to your car like you used to. You're not bringing it in the winter to get spark plugs and cap rotor and condenser. You're not putting in a winter thermostat and a summer thermostat. You're not changing out water for antifreeze or alcohol in the winter. You don't do all those things that you used to do, but when you get a vehicle with some miles on it, you know, let's say 100,000 miles, and you need to do a timing belt and some spark plugs and things like that, and you come up with a $1,000 bill or something. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of money, but before this, you haven't spent a dime
exactly
on your car.
And that's yeah, the thing that people don't always realize. We're live at Wise Guys Auto in Columbus, and we'll come back, talk with our meteorologist Jennifer next.